Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord again for all of you that are on the line on tonight. Tonight I want to share with you scriptural facts about prayer. And we hear this quote all the time. Prayer is the key to the kingdom, or prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. In a sense, that's true. That is true. But we want to be able to quote the word and quote what the word says and be able to verify it by the scriptures. Amen. So tonight, we're going to learn how to pray the word. Amen. Pray the word. But I want to give you a few scriptural facts concerning prayer. 2 Chronicles 7 says, "It's my people which are called by my name. If we shall humble ourselves and pray, and then seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways, then," God says, "will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." So let me give you some scriptural facts. In the book of Mark 11:24, you'll find this. It says, "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." In the book of St. John 14:13-14, it says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name," he says, "I will do it." That's Jesus saying that. And then in the book of James 1:6-7, it says, "Ask in faith, nothing wavering, no doubting. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." Praise God. We want to have faith in God. We want to believe when we ask God. And then in the book of Isaiah 43:26, the Lord says, "Put me in remembrance of my word. Let us plead together and declare that thou mayest be justified." In other words, remind God of what he has said, not because God forgets, but because God wants us to remember what he has promised, and he wants us to stand on it. It is truly an act of faith to put God in remembrance of his own promises. Amen. And then in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore," the word says, "come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." God knows we're living in a time in which we need the grace of God. Amen. We need to know how to come before the throne of God. And then in the book of Matthew, one more I want to share with you, scriptural facts about prayer. Matthew 18:20, Jesus said, "For where there's two or three gathered together in my name," he said, "there am I in the midst of them." And we know on this line tonight, it's more than two or three of us. And truly, we are gathered in the name of Jesus. Tonight is going to be a night that we are truly going to pray, that we're going to spend more time in the prayer. But I wanted to just set the stage. I wanted to set the foundation that lets you understand, as I pray, I am going to be praying the word. Not only me, but you are also. We are touching and agreeing by faith in the Spirit. We will pray the word of God. And when you pray the word of God, he says he will do it. He will answer it. He told us to put me in remembrance of my word. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight, praying the word. Because, see, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So we're going through the throne room of prayer. We're going to pray. We'll be praying for every name that's on this list. I may not call all the names, but you know God knows who they are. He knows every situation. Praise God. And we are going to be taking to the Lord in prayer. We're praying the word. Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we humbly submit ourselves to you. with grateful hearts and a praying spirit. See, God, we thank you, O God, for another opportunity to come before your presence with thanksgiving. Your word told us to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known unto God. Every day, Lord, you deserve holy worship. Every day, Lord, you deserve our righteous living. And God, you deserve praise from holy lips. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, you said to let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. So we praise you in the morning, God. And then you allow us to come back in the noonday. We praise you all over again. And then even in the midnight hour, God, we can call on your name. We can send praises up to you. We will praise you, God, because we understand that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made, and marvelous are thy works. Yes, amen. Lord. Hallelujah. See, God, when we think on your goodness and all that you have done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah, because we thank you, God, how you saved us. We thank you for delivering us. We thank you, God, for setting us free. See, God, we are so blessed to be able to come boldly before your throne of grace. We are so blessed, oh God, to be able to call on your name, God. We're so blessed that we can come together and we can join our forces together. Hallelujah. And believe you, God. We can be on one accord, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for allowing the angels to watch over us as we slumbered and we slept throughout the night, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for touching us this morning. You woke us up in our right mind. Thank you, Lord. We still have the activities of our limbs. Thank you, Lord. We still have the articulation of speech. That's why we can say, hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually to be in our mouth. Father, when we woke this morning, our minds were yet stayed on you. You gave us strength, O God, to perform our daily chores. You kept us safely and protected under the shadows of your wings. Because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, God, that we yet can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. We're able to pray your word tonight. We're thanking that we can put you in remembrance of your word. Father, you promise to keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. So, God, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us, Lord. We need your help right now. We call on you, God, in this day, in this time, in this perilous time in which we live. We need your help right now because, see, you're our refuge, Lord. We know you're our strength, God. We know you to be a present help right now in the time of trouble. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you for giving us your peace, not like the world gives, but we thank you for your peace. Your peace surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts, keeps our minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your son Jesus, who died that we might have right to the tree of life. He died, God, that we can have life and have life more abundantly. We thank you for life, God. We thank you for freedom today. We thank you for peace of mind. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for your covering, God. And so, Father, we ask you, every one of us ask you in the name of Jesus to forgive us, Lord, for any sins that we may have committed. Forgive us, Lord, if we've spoken out of turn. Forgive us, Lord, for idle thoughts, things that we shouldn't have entertained in our lives. We ask you to forgive us, Lord, anything in us that displeases you. We're going to ask you right now, take it out, God. Take it out right now in the name of Jesus. And then create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit, oh God, within us, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name. See, Father, in your name, God, we pray for salvation for our family members, for our loved ones. We pray salvation over our co-workers, God. Salvation for our friends. Salvation for our neighbors who are out of the ark of safety tonight. We ask you to deliver and set them free from the bondage of sin. In the name of Jesus, we come against the yoke of bondage of sin. We come against the yoke of poverty. We come against the things that keep us down and keep us bound, God. We pray for those who are bound by bad habits and drug addictions and immoral conduct. We pray, God, that you will send your word and set them free. Send deliverance, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We intercede on behalf of all those that are not saved. Tonight, God, we intercede for salvation on behalf of the United States of America, every citizen, God. And God, our president, Lord, Donald J. Trump, we intercede, God. We put him before you, God, and that you will set him free. We come against a demonic force that oppresses him. We come against a demonic force that incites violence and incites division. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Father, you said whatsoever things we bound on earth would be bound in heaven. Whatsoever things we loose on earth, Father, it will be loose on heaven. Oh, my God. We pray for salvation of the administration, every member of the Congress and Senate, all our local leaders and federal leaders, God, leaders all over the world. God, you said all souls are yours. Hallelujah. You will repay, saith the Lord. You said vengeance belongs to you. So we speak, God. We ask you to speak to them right now. God, and direct them in the way that they need to lead this country. We know you, God. You are forgiving, God. You are God of grace. You are God of everlasting mercy. We know your truth will prevail. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the equality of black people. We pray for the equality of all people of color and minorities, oh God. We pray against hatred. We pray against bigotry. We pray against segregation. We pray against injustices and disparities in our justice system. Father, we come against and bind the evil forces of the enemy. We bind them in the name of Jesus, God. We tear down and counsel the plans of the devil. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over this nation, the blood of Jesus over white supremacy, the blood of Jesus over the radical groups. We pray, God, the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. And Father, release the power of the Holy Ghost to rescue your people. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power. And of a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So therefore, we pray for your protection. We walk in your protection. Hallelujah. Fix the unfair laws and practices like only you can do, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the truth prevail. God, we need real change. We need real change, God, in our government. We need real change, God, in our system. In the judicial system, God, we need you, Lord. Only you, God, can make the difference, God. You told us to pray. We just read that scripture. You said, if my people who are called by my name, if we would just humble ourselves, if we would just pray, and we're praying now, we're seeking your face now. You told us to turn from our wicked ways. You said, then will you hear from heaven, and then will you heal our land. And God, we need healing. We need healing. Our land needs healing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you to send a revival and let it begin in us. Lord, we need you to send a revival. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Send God up. Send forth a worldwide revival. Cause men and women and boys and girls to cry out all over the land. Cry out, what must I do to be saved? Jesus, we need you to stretch forth your nail-scarred hands. Heal every person who needs healing. Hallelujah. That's on this prayer line tonight. Oh, my God, you know the situation. You know what they're going through. God, you know every pain. You know, God, in the name of Jesus, set them free, God. Send your word and heal, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, by your stripes, you said we are healed. Oh, my God, we are healed, Lord, by the wounds in your side. You said healing. It's the children's bread, God. Hallelujah. Father, while I'm praying for healing, God, I pray, God, that you would touch my brother, Ronald Brown, that's lying in ICU tonight, God. You're there, God. Oh, God, you're omnipresent, God. You're right there with him, Lord. Send your word, God. Heal, God. Breathe on him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever your will is, if your will, God, if it's your will, you raise him up, God. Protect him, Lord. Give him a rest, God. Peace in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Remember, God, Mother Catherine Woodson, God, in the name of Jesus, touch her body. Give her complete healing. Strength for those that are even taking care of her, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember, Mr. Bernard Johnson, healing, hallelujah. Healing for him. Oh, God, Deacon Robert Cooper, God, as he lay there, oh, God, raise him up, God, and strengthen him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Speak your word, hallelujah. Set him free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some people need healing in their mind. Some people need healing in their spirit. Some people, God, they need healing in their marriage. Oh, God, we pray, God, send healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, like only you can, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we continue to put you in remembrance of your word. Hallelujah. Your word says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So, Father, we won't forget because you're the one who forgives all our iniquities. You're the one that heals all our diseases. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, because you're the one, Father, we can't forget how you redeem our lives from destruction. And then, Lord, you have crowned us with your loving kindness and tender mercies. We thank you, Lord, for those mercies that are brand new every single day. We bless you, Lord. How can we forget, oh God, how you satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How blessed it is tonight. We can pray your word. We can put you in remembrance of your word. Father, hallelujah. Praise God. There's so many others. They're lying in the hospital. They're in the nursing homes. Heal sick bodies. Ease their pain. Restore good health. Encourage their faith in you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Show yourself mighty, Father. Show up and show out. God, show up and show out. Show yourself mighty. We know that life and death are in your hands. God, speak life to every dead brain cell. Speak life, oh God. Drop every cancer cell. We command the bad cancer cells, all any cancer cells, to go in the name of Jesus, to dry up in the name of Jesus. Heal those, God, suffering from lung cancer, suffering from lung disease, suffering from crippling arthritis, suffering from rheumatism, from diabetes, God. Those that are suffering from the effects of stroke, God. You know the need. You know what's needed, God. Father, you can do anything but fail, and we can only believe that you said all things are possible to those that believe. Hallelujah. So we believe your word, God. We stand in the gap for those that are not able to pray for themselves. We stand in the gap right now. And God, we want you to remember our children. Help them, God. Help us to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Oh, God, even those, God, they don't have to be in our household. But, God, you said that you would save our children, all of them in our house. All those, God, that you would save and deliver. So we standing on your word, and we thanking you in advance for that salvation, Father. They might be running, but they'll never get away. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, let the obedience and God-fearing children help us to raise them up that way, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we continue to look unto you as the author, and you're the finisher of our faith. We continue to stand on your word. We continue to stand on your promises. Father, help us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Oh, God, each night, each week, God, or even on Tuesday night, we're getting the word. We're constantly being fed the word. On Wednesday nights, we're constantly being fed the word. And all in between, even on Sundays, oh, my God, we can come to the table of the Lord. The table of the Lord is spread, and we can feast at your table. We thank you for your word, because you said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never, ever pass away. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We know that the work that you started in us, that you will perform it. Father, we thank you. We look to the hills from which comes our help. We know all of our help comes from you, Lord, and that's why we constantly, we look up, God, because we know that all good and all perfect gifts comes from above. It comes down from the Father of life. So we praise you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We thank you for strengthening. We praise you, Lord, for the peace of God. Father, we bless you at all times.
Yes,
and your praise shall continually be in our mouth.
And
the name of Jesus we pray. And everybody on this line is say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God. We praise
amen.
God. We
amen.
Praise God. We praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God, we thank you for allowing
Hallelujah.
Us to pray your
yes,
word
Lord.
Tonight.
Yes,
Hallelujah. We know your word is not going to go out and come
yes,
back void, God. But it will
yes,
accomplish
Lord.
All that is set out there to do. So therefore, we say thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We
thank
praise you.
Jesus.
We say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We lift your name, God. Hallelujah. We know when the praises come up, the blessings will come down. You said, Father, that you inherit, that you inherit the praises. You inhabit the praises of your people. And we thank you for the answer. We thank you for your word. We thank you. We can pray your word, God. Hallelujah. We bless you right now, God. And we thank you, Lord,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you
thank
for allowing
you.
Us to teach this word, pray the word.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
You,
right
thank
now
you,
in the name of Jesus. Glory to
thank
God.
You.
And I'd like to say to everybody on this line, whatever your prayer request is, and I see some of them that come on Facebook and so forth, continue to pray the word. Put God in remembrance of his word. And you come before the Lord with a clean heart. Come before the Lord in with pureness. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. We and come with expectation, nothing doubting, but we believe God. So I leave you tonight with this word, with this prayer. Hallelujah. Pray the word. Pray the word. If you desire to get this, listen, you can listen to it all over again. At some point, I will put it out there on the website. You can listen to any of the Green Team prayer line calls, and you can be blessed all over again. I ask the Lord all the time, teach me how to pray, and teach me that I know he has given this to me tonight. He says,
yes.
Share this. Pray the word of God. Pray the word. Hallelujah. We can never, ever go wrong praying the word. It's not how it sounds. It's not in the emotion of it, but it's in the believing and the faith and putting God in remembrance of his word. So until next week, we love you. Pray one for the other. Encourage somebody. Oh, my God. Say something nice to someone. Do a nice deed for someone in the name of Jesus. And believe God and stand. Continue to look up. All of our help comes from God. So I'm saying good night and be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.